What does it mean to be holy? How does a person go about being holy? So Rashi explains that it means to be parish, to separate oneself from divrei erev, from decadence. That kedoshim is a specific command. It means don't get involved in decadence. That's Rashi points out that whenever you have that shekol makom shatamotzi geder erva tamotzi kedusha. Kedusha is the reverse of geder. That's interesting. Ha'ara in and of itself. That of all of the yisurim that we have in Torah, so the yisur of erva of decadence is the one that is most dangerous and most destructive in terms of a life of spirituality and a life of being porish from what we call the Nefesh HaBahamas. It's interesting. Maybe that's a Shechidosh. Now, so says the Ramban says that that's not Pshat. Is that the idea of Purishus, which the Torah Skenim refers to, Purushim Tiyu, refers to the quality about which the Gemara calls people who acquire it Purushim. Right, so that's not what, you know, what Purishus is? Well, the Gemara says that there's a group of people called Purushim. So the Purushim, if we figure out what the Purushim were, we can figure out what Precious is of a Kedushas. So here the Ramban formulates the idea that the Prushim were people who conducted themselves the Iser, even B'davar HaMutar. They, even in that which was Mutar, they held themselves back. So here the Ramban says that if I wouldn't have it then of Kedoshim to you, if I wouldn't have a din of Kedoshim to you, then a person could become, there's no Iser in Chumash that says that a person can't become a glutton. There's no Iser Pasul in Chumash that a person can't become a shikr. To become, to have a decadent lifestyle together with his wife. To have a decadent lifestyle with many wives. So the Ramban says that there is an Iser in the Torah, and that's Kedoshim Tiyu. Kedoshim Tiyu is a din de raisa, that a person may not have to be a parish. A parish means that he has established a full set of lifestyles and behaviors that make sure that he's careful not to partake of the physical aspects of this world unnecessarily. So a person may not be a parish, but Kedoshim Tiyu means that a person can't be a glutton, a person can't be a shikr, a person can't have a decadent lifestyle even with his wife, can't have a decadent lifestyle with several wives. That's the issue of that's Kedoshim Tiyu, right? In other words, that there is, as the people often misquote the Ramban, they often say the Ramban says a person can be a nobish of the Torah. It's not what Ramban says. The Ramban says if not for the pasuk Kedoshim Tiyu, a person can be a nobish of the Torah. The pasuk Kedoshim Tiyu says that it's osur to be a novel b'shus haTorah, right? It's osur. It's a din deiraisa. A person cannot be a glutton. A person cannot be a shikr. Right? Does it mean that a person overeats once that he's over kedoshim to you? Lav dafka. A person has a behavior of overeating, then he violates kedoshim to you. All right. Now, but I want to point out that these are all dvarim yiduim. But then the Ramban makes an interesting comment. First of all, the Ramban says, how are we supposed to figure this out? How are we supposed to figure it out? What's osur is osur. So how are we supposed to know that that eating a lot is a problem and walking a lot is not a problem? Maybe a person who walks all day long should be also a novice of Torah. How are we supposed to know what are the behaviors that are, so Ramban says that you can figure these things out from various comments that Chazal make. He points, Shelo yu tamnechom mitzuyin eitzel nesheisein kitam egoilem. How do we know that it's not good to be decadent together with one's wife? It's a Gemara that says that it's not good for Tamnechom to be with their wives like chickens and roosters, and they're all with together all the time. To be all the time. How do we know that it's not good to be a shikr? Because the nazir is called a kodesh. Because of shikr, look what happened to shikr was light. How do we know that a person shouldn't hang around things that are metame? So he, because the Gemara says, "Bidei amoritz medrus leprusha," and a nazir is called a kodesh. He says, "Away from tumah." How do we know that being a glutton is a problem? Because we have a pasuk in Yeshaya. Alright, and so on. And then he says, "But elu ki yoytze ben boa mitzvah zois hakilolus acharesha parad kol aveiros and asuris legamri." After the Torah has detailed the aveiros that are absolutely asur, then the Torah gives us a general mitzvah of kedushim tiyu to guide us amongst the things which are not absolutely awesome, which we have to be selected. Achikonis bechlal zois hatzavo hanekiyus v'yodei ubegufoi. Again, achikonis bechlal zois, until we can understand that in this general rule of kedoshim tiyu, there's a mitzvah of nekiyus v'yodei ubegufoi, being clean, of hygiene. Hygiene is one of the details that we should understand comes through from the mitzvah kololos. K'moisha amru, miskadishtem elumai rishonim, visim kedoshim elumai machroinim. Ki kodesh the shemen arev. Shemen arev is to have a pleasant scent. Ki af al pisha elu mitzvahs mi divreyim, even though these are derabban and digadinim, netilas yadayim before one eats, netilas yadayim after one eats, make one's hands clean, and the shemen arev. So the Ramban gives an example that these are dinim derabbanan that are kiyumim in the mitzvah kolos deraisa. Like we had last year, the Hachnasas Kala and Alois HaNeis are dinim derabbanan, which are kiyumim in the general din of Ahavas Reyim. So here, these are mitzvahs derabbanan, the tilas yadayim, and before one eats and after one eats. These are dinim derabbanan, which are kiyumim in the general din of Isim Kadesh, of Kadeshim Tiyu. Mizeh derech HaTorah. Lifrait vilachlol b'kiyotze b'zeh, to have details and then to have general rules. Ki acharei azharas prote yadine b'chol masa umatan shebenim b'nei adam. Gives an example that after the Torah has given us the details of how we should conduct ourselves in business, loy signoi v'loy sigzom v'loy soinu omer b'chlal v'sisa yosher atoiv, then it says that you should be straight and you should be good. She yachnis ba'asei hayoysher, that being honest should become part of a mitzvah asei. V'hashvoya v'chol lifnim mishur asadin l'mitzayin chaveira, and anything which we do which is goes beyond the requirements of the din l'mitzayin chaveira, that we should be live together nicely with each other. Kasher afareish, as I will explain when I get to that place, when I get to Dvarim. V'chein b'din haShabbos, osar amelachos b'lav, v'atirochim b'asei kloli, shenemar tishbois, v'nafareish debeis Hashem. Gives three examples of where the Torah gives us pratim and then gives us a klal, and we're supposed to understand that in the klal is more than in the prat. Right? Kedoshim Tiyu. So we had different pratim in the end of Achrei Mois. There were Yisurim and Arayas. There are in Shemini, there are Yisurim and Machalim. In Tezri Mitzorah, there are Yisurim and becoming Tomei. Now we're supposed to understand, as the Ramban writes in the Devarim, that the Torah cannot detail every single prat that Kadosh Baruch Hu wants us to appreciate. So therefore, Kadosh Baruch Hu gives us pratim. And then he gives us a mitzvah klolis, misim kadoshim tiv. Parshas Emor. Torah will give us the pratim, it's given us the pratim of Asiyas Malach of Shabbos. But then there's a klolis, there's l'man yenuach, the Shabbosim. There's a general rule of being rested on Shabbos. All right, next. Masu Matan, Benodim Chaveron. Kadosh Baruch Hu gives us, like Sigdo, Vele Sashik, many details. But then he says, but there's a general rule of Sisa Yoshev Atoiv. That's what the Gemara in Sanhedrin says. That for Sisa Yoshev Atoiv, Mikan, Lomdim, but Pshara, and Lifnim Mishra Sadin. That Kadosh Baruch Hu wants us to get along with each other, wants us to have a healthy attitude towards property, wants us to know that we have certain rights to our own property. That but once we have a healthy attitude towards property, this is Yosef HaToiv. So the Ramban in Baschana, let me have a mikrosal tovarim next to you. The Ramban in Baschana goes one step further, right? In Re'ei, I mean. Vesisa Yosef HaToiv. Oh, you know, it'll be easier to find if you don't mind. This is a Yosef HaToiv. Va'kavona b'zeh ki mitchila omar she'tishmorchu koysom v'tishom asher tzivcha. Kadosh Baruch Hu told us which mitzvahs to observe. V'yata yoymar gam v'asher lo tzivcha, even that which I did not command you, tein datcha lasol satom v'yoshev v'enav. V'ze inyan godo ki iefshar lazkir b'tera kol hanhagos adonim shcheinav. Torah can't tell us every single detail of how to conduct ourselves with our neighbors and our friends in every single business deal. V'tikuni ayishav and amdino skulam, and how society is and cities should run. Aval acharei, but after we mention loisei lech rochel loisikim loisita loisam dam reyecho sakal acherish loisei v'togum chozar. Loimar b'derech klal sheyasa tov yeshu b'chol dover. So, when the Ramban says, "Va'toyemar gam b'asher leitzivcha tein dadcha lasos atov v'yoshu b'einov ki oei v'atov v'yoshu." How are we supposed to come to that conclusion? Right? In other words, this is a very sensitive spot now. That's what I'm going to focus on just for a few minutes. Right, what's the Ramban saying? Ramban's saying that the Torah works, there's a structure to Torah of klal uprat. Right? And therefore, and every so often the Torah gives us a klal. Three examples. This is Yeshua Tov. Tishrei Shabbos v'Shabbos and Shabbos and Kedoshim to you. Right? How does the klal work? The Ramban says Kadosh Baruch Hu cannot write down and cannot tell us every single detail of what we're supposed to. So therefore, Kadosh Baruch Hu gives us many, many mitzvahs in any area of life, and then he says now tein datcha to do Yosher v'Toyf. Right? Tein datcha to be Kedoshim. Tein datcha. So what's tein datcha? How are you supposed to figure it out? So the Ramban in our Gemara, in our Parsha, Ramban said, well, you have to figure it out from Gemara, from Sukkim. You have to figure out that if a Nazir reaches Kedusha by staying away from Tumah, that's a good area to be more careful. If a person can, when he becomes shikir, he can become like Shichusei Shaloit, that's a good area to be more concerned. Right? But if a person, we don't find Lanias Daiti, where let's say a person by exercising a lot that it was criticized, that something bad happened. By walking a lot, right? By talking a lot, nope, so first we care how he talks, we have Lanias Daiti Rochim. So, what's Tein Dadcha? So, on one hand, Tein Dadcha Ramban says, yep, that comes from studying Torah very carefully. Reb Simcha Zissel, Broid in the Shom Derech suggests that the Tein Dadcha is understanding the mitzvah that Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us. It's a very interesting idea. He says that from this structure that the Ramban presents to us, that obligates us to probe and understand the mitzvah that Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us. Is it important for us to probe the Tama Mitzvah? Is it important for us to understand the getter of, if I know what the halacha of Leisigzal are, is that good enough? If I read through the Choshen Mishpat, if I read through some digest that some Rav wrote in Hilchos Choshen Mishpat, is that good enough? If I know Shmira Shabbos well, is that good enough? And Hilchos Shabbos, right? And all the Pratim of Shabbos. Right? If I know I read through a digest, a kitzer on Hilchos Lashon Hara. Shabbos Hilchos says no, because you won't be able to understand the Dover Kloli. If you know the Pratim of Gezel and of Leisul plus Sochir and of Hezek, but you've never probed the mitzvahs themselves and understood them and learned them and understood the Gedorim of the mitzvahs and never probed to think about the Tamiya mitzvahs, so you'll never be able to get to the next stage of knowing what Asis Hashem tell you. Right? Person, the Moshe, let's say a person knows that he's supposed to take care of a Kala. So every time there's a chanos, he gives money for the kala. Person knows the mitzvah of Pur Sameis. So every time there's a levai, he goes out, takes care. Person knows that there's a mitzvah of chanos zarchim, right? But he's never stopped to put it all together. Right? He's never stopped to think about it, and to see this as a general approach of how a person treats other people. How a person's concerned for other people, how a person extends himself and is worried about being nice about ol chaveru. He's never he has a kitzur shulchan aruch of hilchos chesed in front of him, so he does everything all the pratim. So Ramban says it's a gavaldik. I wouldn't criticize him. But since he's never thought about the mitzvahs, the rice that are involved, since he's never learned it, done the lomdas, he's never learned it be'ion, he won't be able to figure out the Sisa Hashem HaTayyip. Person who follows Shmira Shabbos 100%, says Gvaldik Shabbos, but he won't be able to move beyond to understand Shabbosim, to understand a little bit deeper, and figure out what are the larger responsibilities of Shabbosim on Shabbos. So Simcha Zissel says that assumed in this structure of mitzvahs klolius, which are not defined, is that we will be able to probe the mitzvahs protius and understand them, and once we have gained the greater understanding in them, tama mitzvah, getter mitzvah, so then that will help us understand the mitzvah klolus that the Kadosh Baruch Hu wants of us. Right? Again, practical example. So a person who is has learned, let's say, take the melacha of Bayer. So a person learns Bayer from Mishnah Berurah, learns Bayer from Mekitzah, will be able to keep the Isir very, very, very well. He takes out the Sefer, I think it's called Ayil Mishulosh or something, whole Sefer and Bayer, does it from cover to cover. He will not be Nechshol Chazal once a year, he certainly won't be Nechshol Bayer. Right. Now, will he understand that there's a dinir of Bayer Lo'itzer versus Bayer Lo'ichel? Will he understand that Kodesh Baruch Hu wants us to refrain from some kind of activity which is a more commercial activity and not focused on Shabbos? Will he understand that Letzerach Oichel, in order to have Oinik Shabbos, Kodesh Baruch Hu wants us to have Oinik Shabbos? Right? He might be missing that. So then in terms of the understanding of what Shabbos is supposed to accomplish, of distancing myself from a commercial activity, of distancing myself from doing Bayer, which is going to be, which is really a farming activity, of Bayer, which is a long-term worrying about the upcoming days, right? So he'll be missing that. So in terms of what he's, where his mind is supposed to be in Shabbos, he'll be missing that. So the Shabbos will not, when he wants to grow in his Shmir Shabbos, so he has to understand his growth in Shmir Shabbos is growing in letting the Shabbos distance himself from the world around him. When he wants to grow in his Shmir Shabbos, he has to take the Mulach of Eitzah. The person goes through Hilchos Eitzah. But he never learned the Gemara that Eitzah is a Mulach of Gru. So he never figured out that since it's a melacha grua, what makes a melacha grua? So one pshat is makes a melacha grua because there's no, nothing is accomplished. There's no chetz in the melacha. So he's missing this aspect of Shabbos. That part of Shabbos is to distance oneself from being a creative person in the physical world. That's an important part of Shabbos. That all of human activity encompasses both the physical and the spiritual, but apparently the yisoid over here that I will be able to grow in my ruchnius if I limit my creativity in the physical world to some extent, and the person, if he does it once a week, his ruchnius gets spurts because he's stymied his creativity in the physical. So there's the yisoid of Shabbos over here. But that's only going to be found if one looks at the pratim very carefully. That's a simple little point over here. All right, so again, just to chart this out again. The yisoid of the Ramban is a very well-known yisoid. It's, again, often misquoted, but it's that there is a din of novel b'shus ha-ter. There is a mitzvah de'iraisa to be a person of kedusha, a person of spirituality, a person who conducts himself with the behaviors of who's figured out, not a person who does not get dragged down. There's a mitzvah de'iraisa of kedushim teeth. Exactly what does that mean? All right. So the Ramban says that you have to look at various chazals and various mitzvahs. So Ramban explains that you'll find very often in Chumash, he gives three examples of mitzvahs klolius. And those mitzvahs klolius are generalizations of groupings of mitzvahs pratis. And then the way that we're making the mitzvah klolius, Shabbos, and he says, Yeshua Tov, Kedoshim Tiyu, is by understanding the issues that the mitzvahs projects are focusing on. Alright? Now how do we grow in the mitzvahs klolius? So the Ramban Pashtus seems to say, you look at chazals, you look at chumash, you look at examples of various, once you chap, that the mitzvahs projects are focused on, for lack of a better term, the nefesh habahamas and distancing ourselves. Now we look at other places in chumash, and other areas of Chazal where they focus on this, on similar things. If Simchas Yisrael is a little bit differently. Simchas Yisrael says that by looking at the mitzvahs and understanding them in a deeper fashion, so then we'll be able to understand some of the aspects of mitzvahs klolis. Simchas Yisrael is a fascinating essay. where he goes into some of the mitzvahs, and he says, if you look carefully in the psukim, you'll see that there's a hint to a broader issue. Mashal, he says, look, go back to Achrayim Voice, and you see there's an Easter to marry a sister, right? So in all of the Erevos, just says that also to be megala erev of a mother and of an aunt and of a grandmother, of a mother and daughter. When it comes to two sisters, it says litzvar aleyen. I mean, remember the post in a balkar of here. No, not really in the Achrayim Voice. Litzvar aleyen. What's the post? So he says, what's pshat leisikach? Don't marry two sisters. Litzror, to make them into mutual wives, co-wives, right? To make one tzror to the other. So what litzror? He says that's what's the pasuk saying? What's the pasuk adding? Litzror legalos ervasa, to make them into tzoros to each other, right? To make them into co-wives, to make them into competitors. There's a terrorist saying, so the wrong idea. He's saying you have two sisters. If a man marries two sisters, what's he doing? He's destroying the relationship of two sisters. They're supposed to get along with each other. They're supposed to work with each other. But now you're making them, let's roar, to bind them together, you're making them to competitors. They're two wives. Two wives by their very nature. They can't work together. They're going to be competing with each other for the love of their husband, for the time of their husband. So he says, that's what the Torah is pointing out of it. The Torah is pointing out of here, there's a larger issue. And that is, make sure that you're concerned and care about existing relationships. Don't get into a situation where you kill a relationship that exists and is supposed to be a certain way. So the Torah gives it to us in the context of arroyos. We're supposed to look at the mitzvah very, very carefully. See what the Torah is saying over here. He goes on to other things. He goes on to the issue of eating blood. Kiyadomo and nefesh. What's kiyadomo and nefesh? So I can help you then. It tells us what kind of blood is us. He says, no, what the Torah is pointing out of here is that by refraining from having blood, we are increasing a healthy respect for life, the concern of life. So he says, if that's the point that he makes, that... thank you very much. That by probing the mitzvahs themselves in a deeper way, so that's how we come to understand the mitzvah klolos that emerges from. Okay, look at Shabbos.